The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now, Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod very much, so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed. But because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's important to stay true to our principles, but only so long as our principles and our motives are truly good. St. John the Baptist often criticized Herod's immoral life, which is part of the reason that he was imprisoned at the time of his beheading. And in this criticism, John was staying true to who he was, true to his principles, and even more so, true to Jesus Christ. But Herod, too, was staying true to his principles. He was hosting a decadent party, and amid the excesses and sensuality of the guests, he rashly made oaths and then unjustly kept them. John, upon realizing that his life was in danger, he could have remained silent at the immoral life of Herod, and he would not have been jailed, and he would not have been beheaded. But John wasn't that kind of man. He was true to his principles even to the end. Remaining silent, you know, he could have lived a few more years, or even a couple of days, but potentially a few years, but his disciples would not have been the first to follow Jesus Christ, our Lord, and John's life would have been devoid of all meaning. In our own lives, we have to examine our principles, our motives, our intentions. Are they good? Are they pure? Are they holy? Are they based on the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ? This may seem like a daunting task to practice introspection and evaluate ourselves like this, but don't stress out about it. Don't worry about it, because Christ has given us his church to help us with this. Through his church, Christ teaches us what it means to truly be his disciples. Through his church, we learn how to sanctify and transform our lives, our principles, our very selves, so that we too might be ready, like St. John, to give our lives for Christ.